Have you ever wondered if there's any leadership actions that pastors of growing churches take that are kind of a common thread among pastors? Well, in reality, there are certain actions pastors of growing churches take, and in this episode, we're going to dive into some of those specific actions that are going to help you go to the next level. Here we go.
Welcome to Church Tips, the daily show designed to give you practical ideas and strategies you can use to get better, break barriers, and grow the church. Thanks for joining us today. Now here are your hosts, Dick and Jonathan Hardy.
One of my friends who's a lead pastor has a trait that I find very admirable in the way he leads the ministry. And it's very interesting. I've seen a lot of pastors. Obviously, we work with a lot of pastors, and some have certain traits that are good. Some have other traits. This pastor in particular is a very strong leader. I mean, very confident in who he is and the decisions that he makes. Does a great job. And so he has a lot of strength to him. And yet at the same time, he's very relational. He's willing and ready to engage in the conversation with people. And rather than just kind of, you know, plowing over people or, you know, telling people how it is, while he could do that, He always enters conversations more of a, like, hey, well, let's talk. And okay, tell me, you know, about this or that or whatever. And so I really admire this in him, because it's kind of like the best of both worlds. Very strong and confident, and yet also very relational in nature. And it's because he does certain things, he takes certain action as a leader, that's helped him to be the leader that he is today. And so that's why we want to talk to you today about four different leadership actions of pastors who lead growing churches. Yep. And so there's certain things that pastors of growing churches do. There's actions they take to be the leaders that they need to be and to have these types of traits that we're talking about. And so we want to talk to you about some of that today. But first, what are you going to tell us?
Well, I'm going to tell you that this is the wrap-up of this season of the Church Tips podcast. And so you're listening to the final episode, and kind of a little bittersweet here because we have so much fun doing these, putting these together. But
holiday season's upon us here,
so we encourage you to do what you need to do, certainly with your family. And we know the pace of life at church does not slow down over the holidays. So we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back, and look forward to serving you more as we get into the first of the year. But also, we want to mention to you that this is the end of our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale that we've made available, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about that here at the after we go through the points we're talking with you about. But just stay tuned here in just a few minutes. But we do want to get going here talking about these leadership actions. I know of the pastor that you're referencing, and concur that is so true of him.
Yeah.
And while all of us are human, none of us are perfect.
Right.
And we all have good traits and not so good traits. We want to work hard in developing the leadership traits that really will help advance our own leadership, but certainly advance the church to the mission the Lord's given us.
That's right.
The very first thing that I see, and I know this pastor would certainly be a model of that, is that they are continuous students of leadership. They study leadership all the time.
Yeah.
They are looking all the time at what's out there. They are paying attention to the traits and the actions of leaders that are a few steps ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you, you've got a great church. You want great things for the church.
Yeah.
One of the first things you need to do is be a continuous student of leadership.
Second thing you need to do is read all the time.
Yep.
Pastors of growing churches, they read all the time. And you know, you've heard the saying before, leaders are readers.
Yep.
Well, it's actually true. And that doesn't mean you have to be reading a leadership book every time. You don't always have to have a leadership book open, because the Lord can speak to us and use a variety of books to help us. But the idea is, the more you are reading and learning from others, kind of really goes on the heels of what you're talking about, being a student of leadership, the more we're being the student by we're reading, we're picking up books and trying to grow in various subject matters, that's what's going to help you be able to move the church forward.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and another thing that I watch leaders do is that they listen intently.
Hmm,
yeah. I mean, I could think of two or three guys that would really, if I can use body language here, lean in.
Uh-huh.
So they're talking, and you could tell that they're engaged with you. And Unfortunately, we've all had the experience where we're talking to a leader, and you can tell they're not with you at all.
Right.
They are someplace else.
Yep, they're distracted.
They're distracted. Yeah. But a leader, a pastor who really wants to increase and improve their leadership is listening all the time, and they're listening intently.
Yep. And then the final thing is they pray and act decisively. And so they're approaching God right away, and they're seeking God for help, and they're just going to get the answer from the Lord that they need. And then they act fast. They're not taking their time. If they feel the Lord has led them to do something, they act right away.
Yep.
They're not sitting around and, well, okay, yeah, I think God said this.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that all leaders have to grow in is that confidence to say, okay, well, I think God said this, so I'm taking that step.
I'm taking action.
And it goes back to what I said, I think, in the previous episode, where we take a step of faith, God directs, take another step, God directs.
Yep.
We have to do that. We can't just hope and think, well, maybe, you know, we have to act.
Yeah,
exactly. And so that's what's important.
Let's summarize what we've just talked about here. Leaders, the actions that leaders take, they are continuous students of leadership.
Yep.
They read all the time. They listen intently. And I might note along with this, they ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
They are continually probing. And therefore, they get information, they listen, they pay attention to it. And number four, they pray and act decisively. So I hope you find those four things helpful. I would encourage you, if you haven't listened or watched the previous episode, episode 92, How to Develop the Best Pastoral Leadership Traits, I'd go take a look at that one, because it will help you to go run right on the same line as what we're talking about here today.
That's right.
Jonathan, talk to us. This is the wrap-up of Black Friday Cyber Monday. Yep. What do you got?
The sale ends tonight. Yep. And if you are not a Leaders.Church member, I want to invite you to join Leaders.Church. This is the best time.
Straight up.
This is the time
to do it.
And you can get some of the extra bells and whistles for the reduced price. And it's just going to be a great opportunity. The podcast is great. I hope you enjoy listening to Church Tips Podcast. But if you want to go to the next level, Leaders.Church, the membership, is what's going to take you there.
Exactly.
And you can just simply go to Leaders.Church. And there is the right there. You can get signed up right away. We've got over 300 videos in there. We have other training material resources available to you. And you can't. It's not just for you. I mean, you can use this as training material for your team. So whether you have leadership teams that are staff people, volunteer people, doesn't matter.
No.
You can get them in. And if everyone is growing as leaders, it's like the saying: the rising tide raises all ships.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen for you if you start investing in yourself and the other leaders to help everyone lead better.
Exactly.
So you want to join Leaders.Church. If you're not a member, we want to encourage you to jump in. Just go to Leaders.Church. The other thing I want to encourage you to check out is Church University. Church University is our online education where we dive into certain topics of ministry and we go deep. This is college seminary type stuff. I mean, this is like legit course material, and the videos are all pretty short, so you can just just go through one at a time and plow away through the videos. But it's not like you're going to do it.
No, you're not doing it this weekend.
This is like a full course, so you got to plan it out and go through the material. But we build it so that way it's a way for you to grow and for whoever might be a leader of the particular area of ministry.
Right.
And so we've got the church audio, which is like the audio production. So you might have someone that does the audio in your sanctuary or auditorium. There's a whole course for them on that. There's church boards. Dick does one on church boards and how to lead church boards and what's the roles and responsibilities, all of that. So much that's never taught.
Right.
And now it is through Church University. Then we have the kids ministry course, which is just a phenomenal course. We released that here in the fall. And then we just also released the preaching course.
Track.
And these are all discounted right now. You can get any of them. You can get all of them for a substantial discount. And I just would encourage you to do it. Now is the best time to do it. And so we would love to have you do it. Just go to churchuniversity.com to get those courses as well. Go to leaders.church to join the membership. And you'll be off and running with great resources as you head into 2021.
And honestly, we've done everything we can to make it so easy for you.
Yeah.
And we've said it before. We're going to say it again. Growing churches are led by growing pastors. And you want to grow. You want your church to grow. And I'm telling you, one of the ways to get started on that is to jump right in and take advantage of what Leaders.Church and Church University offers. Anything else, Jonathan?
That's it.
I think we're good to go. Thanks so much for being with us. Make it a great one today and be blessed.
Hey, Jonathan here. Real quick before you go. Did you know 71% of pastors report being extremely stressed or highly stressed? 90% of pastors feel worn out working between 55 to 75 hours per week. And then get this, 70% of pastors say they have a lower self-esteem now than when they started ministry. Can you relate to any of that? In reality, everything in your ministry rises and falls on your leadership. So investing in your leadership is essential to staying healthy and growing the ministry. And that's why I want to invite you to join us inside the Leaders.Church membership. It's your opportunity to invest in your leadership. This online streaming service for pastors gives you access to more than 300 videos plus training material to level up your leadership and improve your ministry skills. If you're ready to give your leadership growth a boost, simply go to leaders.church/boost. Again, that's leaders.church/boost. Well, thanks again for joining us today on the Church Tips Podcast. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.